Act 1.
Page 13.
Oh, sure. Singing chefs are a dime a dozen. Any minute now, another will just come walking in that door.
He follows her into the kitchen. Frank Blunkett enters. He is a nice-looking man in his 30s, wearing a shabby suit, carrying a suitcase with his name printed on the side in large letters.
Hello?
He sets down the suitcase as Mickey enters from the basement.
Oh, good morning. Are you the owner?
No, that'd be Mr. Bubbalo. You must be the new chef.
Well, I sure hope to be.
Offering his hand.
The name's Plunkett, Frankie Plunkett.
Plunkett. Nope. Sorry, I thought you were somebody else.
You mean they've already got a chef?
Afraid so.
I was hoping they might be hiring.
You'd have to talk to Mr. Bubbalo about that.
I'd take just about anything at this point. I've been from one end of the country to the other, and I can't find a job anywhere.
A lot of that going around these days.
Mickey exits to the basement with a couple more boxes. Frank looks around, spots the chef's hat on the bar. He picks it up wistfully and puts it on his head, picks up the recipe book just as Bubbalo enters, calling over his shoulder.
I'll be back in 5 minutes. Keep an eye out for our vanishing Frenchman.
He turns and sees Frank and jumps.
Ah!
Mystery the chef's added recipe book.
Oh, you made it after all. Thank goodness.
Huh?
Bienvenue au Château Bubbalo, monsieur. C'est un grand honneur de faire votre connaissance.
Bubbalo bows deeply. Frank flummoxed, bows in response.
That's about the extent of my French, I'm afraid. I've been practicing for days. Anyway, I'm glad you've managed to find your way here. Honey must have just missed you at the station. Oh my goodness, where are my manners?
Offering his hand.
Irving Bubbalo, at your service.
But Mr. Bubbalo,
pumping his hand?
And please, call me Irving. And may I say how honored we are that you've chosen to come and work with us. You have no idea how much this means to us.
But sir, I'm not...
There's no need to be modest with me, Monsieur Le Plouf. I've been a fan of yours for years.
Le Plouf?
Or would you prefer I called you Maestro?
Maestro?
Fine, Maestro it is.
But...
You know, you don't look anything like I pictured you. I imagined you'd be larger somehow.
Well...
Bubbalo indicating the recipe book in hand.
I see you found your things. Listen, the kitchen's right over here. You go ahead and make yourself at home.
Taking off the apron and putting on his jacket.
I'll be right back. I'm just on my way to go pick up the geese.
Geese?
For your famous goose galantine. I can't wait to try it.
Shaking his hand again.
Gee, it's great to have you here. With you in my kitchen, I know this place is going to be a gold mine.
He crosses to the archway.
Oh, and anytime you'd like to warm up, there's a piano in the dining room.
Bubbalo exits.
Piano?
Honey enters from the kitchen wearing an apron and carrying a bowl of punch. Frank stands there, instantly smitten.
Pop, where's the... Oh, hello. Who are you?
The chef.
Chef?
Maestro?
Maestro?
Monsieur Le Plouf.
What are you talking about? You are not Francois Le Plouf.
I'm not?
Honey, setting the punch bowl on the table.
No. I met him in Toronto 2 weeks ago, and you are definitely not him. Now, just what are you trying to pull?
Nothing, miss. I just...
What's your name?
Frankie Plunkett.
Well, Mr. Plunkett, would you mind telling me what you're doing here?
I'm not really sure.
I beg your pardon.
I just came in here looking for a job. The owner seemed to think I was this Le Plouf character, and he disappeared before I had a chance to tell him otherwise.
I see. So you thought you'd just take Monsieur Le Plouf's place, is that it? And how long were you planning on keeping up this charade?
I don't know. I guess I wasn't thinking things through. I've been so desperate. I haven't worked in over a year. I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if I only had myself to worry about. But my mom's been sick. You see, I haven't been able to send her any money for a long time now. Look, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to. Oh. I think I'll just be on my way.
Frank picks up his suitcase and turns to go.
Mr. Plunkett.
Yes?
I'm sorry about your troubles. I really am. I wish there was something that I could do to help you.
Thanks, miss. I appreciate that. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Frank exits through the archway. Honey watches him go wistfully. The phone rings.
Chateau Bubbalo? Yes, operator. This is Honey Bubbalo. From whom? Oh, yes, I'll take the call. Monsieur Le Plouf. Where are you? I beg your pardon?
Frank re-enters unseen by Honey.
What do you mean you're not coming? Going back to France? But what about our agreement? We've got our big opening tonight and... What was that? Who's after you? Monsieur Laplouf.
Jiggling the telephone hook.
Monsieur Laplouf, hello?
She puts her head in her hands, Frank taking the chef's hat off of his head.
Excuse me, miss. I think this belongs to you.
He hands her the hat.
Thank you.
She takes the hat and the growl begins strangling it.
Pardon me, but I couldn't help overhearing, but did you say your chef wasn't coming?
That's right. He's left the country and left us in the lurch. It's our grand opening tonight, and we have no one to cook the dinner.
Well, it seems we might be able to help each other after all.
What do you mean?
I can cook your dinner.
You?
That's right. I may not be Laplouf, but I am a chef.
A chef? Wait a minute. You're not just saying that to get a job now, are you?
No, I'm a chef. Honest. Here's my card.
He pulls a card out of his breast pocket and hands it to her.
Frank Plunkett, chef de maison. Maxime's. You are a chef at Maxime's?
That's right.
Oh, Maxime's and Pelly France?
No. Maxim's in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Oh. Never mind. It'll do. Mr. Plunkett, you're hired!
Honey blinks the chef's hat on his head and shoves his card in his pocket.
Really?
Really?
Why, thank you! You don't know how much I appreciate this, Miss,
He takes his hand.
Bubbalo. Honey Bubbalo.
Oh, the boss's daughter, eh? Well, it sure is a pleasure to meet you, Miss Bubbalo, and I promise I'll do a good job for you. Now, where should I start?
Frank turns towards the kitchen.
Oh, just a moment. Mr. Plunkett, there's just one thing.
What's that?
We can't tell my father who you really are.
Why not?
Because he's banked the success of this place on Laplouf's name. If Pop finds out that his friend Francois Laplouf is really Frank Plunkett, this restaurant of ours will never open, and you will be out of a job.
Oh, Miss Bubbalo, I don't think I...
Look, Pop, he already thinks you're Laplouf anyway. All you have to do is keep on pretending to be him.
Honey crosses to the closet, opens the door. Inside, there are several shelves on which there are stacked linens, chef's weights, canned goods, etc.
But I can't do that. I don't even speak French.
Honey crossing him with an armful of chef's weights.
You won't have to. Just put on an accent.
What?
Oh, you know, like, mange a baguette, you know, talk like that. Now here.
She hands him the weights.
Yes, but what am I supposed to cook? I don't know any of Laplouf's recipes.
Handing him the recipe book.
They're all in here.
Handing him the menu.
Now, here's this evening's menu. Everything else you need is in the kitchen.
But if your dad finds out who I really am...
Look, Mr. Plunkett, all you have to do is get through tonight. Believe me, if the opening is a success, Pop will be so grateful to you. He won't care if you're Betty Boop.
I don't feel right about this, Miss Bubbalo. It's dishonest.
Please, Frank. You're our only hope. We can't open this restaurant without Francois Laplouf.
Taking his hand.
In other words, without you.
No, all right.
Thank you.
Honey kisses him on the cheek. Frank has to steady himself to keep from swooning. Honey heads towards the dining room.
Now you better get started. We are way behind. I'll be right here in the dining room if you need anything.
I don't know if I can pull this off.
You'll do fine, Mr. Plunkett. I have every confidence in you. As long as Pop doesn't ask you to sing.
She exits into the dining room.
Sing?
He exits into the kitchen.
Page 21.
Anything wrong, Pop?
Wrong? No, no, no. What could be wrong?
Frank enters from the kitchen, now dressed in chef's weights.
Ah, maestro, what can I do for you?
Excuse me, Mr. Monsieur Bubbalo, I'm ready to start the mousse, but the salmon, I cannot find her.
Honey crossing to get her coat and purse?
Oh, the salmon. I forgot to pick it up this morning. I'll be right back.
But, Miss Bubbalo, you cannot leave.
Don't worry, Monsieur Laplouf. It's just around the corner. Back in a jiffy.
She exits through the archway. Bubbalo shoves the bottles into Mickey's hands, crosses to the bags of geese.
I'm so sorry about that, Maestro, but the good news is I've got your goose.
Huh? I mean, huh?
A dozen grade A grain-fed birds, just as you requested.
He picks up the geese and hands them to Frank, who looks at them trepidatiously.
Ah, oui, I will start on those tout de suite. Merci, monsieur.
Mickey recognizing Frank.
Hey, it's Frankie, ain't it?
Huh?
That's Francois to you, you ignoramus.
Please excuse me, but like the goose, I must fly.
Dashes into the kitchen.
Page 31.
We'll be sure to talk to him about that just before we blow his brains out, too. See you later, Mickey.
Al shoots, and Mickey falls to the ground. Honey screams, runs out. Al and Shirley turn and see her.
Hey, you, come back here.
As they begin to chase after her, Frank comes running in from the kitchen, sees what's happened, screams, and runs back into the kitchen again. Al and Shirley turn just in time to see his retreating figure, Al pointing at it himself.
I'll take her. You take him.
He exits upstage.
Right, Boggs.
Shirley rushes into the kitchen. As the doors swing back, Frank is discovered clinging to the other side of it. He lets go of the door.
That's it. I don't need a job that badly.
They're moving his chef's hat and whites.
Au revoir, Monsieur Le Pouf.
Honey rushes in from the kitchen, minus the sound, and sees Frank undressing.
What are you doing?
I'm getting out.
You can't!
Oh, yes, I can. Do you realize who that was? Alphonse Fagetti.
Alphonse Fagetti? The Alphonse Fagetti? Oh, my God!
That's right. And when he kills somebody, he doesn't leave any witnesses behind.
Crossing to a suitcase.
I'm leaving. And if you have any smarts, you'll come with me.
Wait, you can't leave now.
Picking up suitcase.
I'm sorry to let you down, Miss Bubbleo, but this is a little more than I bargained for.
He turns towards the archway.
No, you don't understand. You really can't leave. I was just out in the alley. There are gangsters all over the place. We're surrounded!
Bubbleo comes in from the basement.
What's going on up here? I thought I heard a shot.
Say, Mickey.
Good heavens, Mickey! What happened?
You've got to hide, Pop. Alphonse Fagetti is here.
Noodle Spaghetti is here?
Yes, he just killed Mickey, and he's going to kill you too.
Me? What for?
For stealing his booze.
Oh my gosh, that little creep Mickey. I'll kill him.
He takes to Mickey.
Too late.
You didn't, did you, Pop?
What?
Steal Spaghetti's booze.
Don't be ridiculous. You know me better than that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pop. I had to ask. Anyway, we've got to get out of here. He's going to kill me too if he finds me.
What? What does he want to kill you for?
I saw them shoot Mickey, and they saw me seeing them.
I see.
What did you see?
I didn't see anything. What did you see?
I saw them see her.
Honey nudges him. He adopts his French accent.
I mean, I saw them see her, but they didn't see me, you see?
I see.
And if they say me again, it'll be so long.
Sayonara.
Frank with no accent.
See you later.
Heading for the archway and coming right back in.
Oh no, the gangsters. The gangsters, here they come.
Bubbleo taking Honey's hand and racing toward the dining room.
Follow us, Monsieur Le Pouf.
Frank dumps his suitcase near the bar, follows them a beat behind. As they exit into the dining room, the door swings back and smacks Frank in the face. He falls down. Al enters through the archway. Frank crawls under the table as Shirley enters from the kitchen.
Any luck, boss?
Nah.
Me neither.
Well, don't worry. I gave the boys a good description of that dame. If she tries to get away, they'll take care of her.
Well, I didn't get a good look at the other one, but I did get this. He dropped it on the kitchen floor.
He holds up a wallet.
Let me see that.
He takes the wallet, looks through it.
Empty. Figures. Hey, here's his library card. Frank Plunkett. Well, at least now we know who we're looking for.
Frank pulls his head out from under the table, gasps, and disappears back under.
You see, boss, this is just the kind of thing I was worried about. Now we got a stiff on our hands and a couple of witnesses running around loose.
They ain't running around loose. They can't go nowhere. The boys are covering all the exits.
Shirley pointing to Mickey.
What do we do with him?
Yeah, who cares? Shove him out of sight.
Shirley opening the closet door.
What are we hanging around for, boss? Let's slam it out of here before somebody calls the cops.
What? And leave my booze for Morris the Hound?
Shirley stuffing Mickey into the closet.
The boys can look after Morris for us.
We ain't going nowhere till I found that Bubbleo. He's going to get what's coming to him. Now, come on, let's see if he's hiding out in the basement.
They exit to the basement. Frank scrambles out from under the table.
Oh, my God, what am I going to do?
Spots the chef's hat, picks it up.
Well, Monsieur Le Pouf, looks like we're stuck with each other for a while.
Plunks the hat on his head to the tune of Danse. He dashes into the kitchen.
Page 49.
The boys didn't waste any time, did they?
No, and neither will Effing. He knows something's up, and he'll be back. You better get this booze out of here while you've got the chance.
Frank enters from the kitchen.
Monsieur Bubbleo.
Seeing the gangsters.
Excusez-moi!
He turns to go back to the kitchen.
What is it, Monsieur Le Pouf?
Frank stops, turns around, terrified.
So you're Le Pouf, are you? The famous singing chef.
Singing chef?
That's right.
No kidding. Hey, I always wanted to meet you. Why don't you do something for us? How about some, Pagliacci?
Pagliacci, I'm out at the moment. How about a little linguine instead?
Huh? Oh, I get it. Hey, you're pretty funny. Le Pouf, now, come on. Do a song for us. You know, some opera.
Opera? Oh, no, that is,
Impossible! I never sing in the daytime. It is very bad luck.
Really?
Boss, I think we gotta get moving.
Yes, Mr. Fagetti, we don't have much time.
Yeah, well, it was nice to meet you, LaPouf. Boy, wait till I tell my mother about this. She'll never believe me.
Frank dashes into the kitchen.
Page 52.
Is that so? Well, perhaps I'll go down to the station and see what they know there. He may have booked a ticket on the next train. I'll get back to you later.
All right, Miss Snook.
She exits. Frank returns from the kitchen.
Monsieur Bubbleau?
Monsieur LaPouf, why didn't you tell me immigration was after you?
Huh?
I just had some woman here from immigration branch who wants to run you out of the country.
What?
Forming a union, indeed.
Union?
And don't get any ideas about starting any communist uprisings here. I won't stand for it.
No, sir. No, monsieur.
Anyway, I've gotten rid of her, for the time being at least. But from now on, if anyone asks, you are not a chef, you are not Francois LaPouf. Do you understand?
Huh?
Good. Now take your clothes off.
I beg your pardon?
Bubbleau tears off Frank's chef coat and hat. He's still wearing his shirt and dark pants.
You've got to get out of those whites. If Veronica Snook sees you dressed like a chef and talking with that accent, she's going to know who you are. And quite frankly, Maestro, commie or not, I can't afford to lose you right now. So here, put this on.
He hands Frank his tuxedo jacket, not even close to the right size.
But, Monsieur Bubbleau!
Bubbleau takes the closet door.
Don't call me Bubbleau, Bubbleau. As far as you're concerned, Irving Bubbleau is dead. From now on, my name is Plunkett. Comprende? Frank Plunkett.
Frank Plunkett?
Effing enters from the archway and crosses straight to Bubbleau.
Aha, Bubbleau.
No. The name's Frank.
Shh.
Now listen, Bubbleau.
He's not Bubbleau, I tell you.
Shut up.
I beg your pardon.
Not you, Constable.
Frankly, Bubbleau, I've had...
It's not Frankie Bubbleau, it is Frankie Blanket.
What? Who is Frank? You keep babbling about...
Frank and Bubbleau point to each other.
Him!
Huh?
You must excuse him, Constable. He's just trying to introduce himself to you. This is Frank Pagliacci.
Pagliacci?
Pagliacci, eh? That's Italian, isn't it?
Oui, si, buongiorno.
How do you do? Now, Mr. Bubbleau?
No, you had it wrong. He's not Bubbleau. Bubbleau is dead.
Dead?
No, nobody's dead. Thank you, Frank. Don't mind him, Constable. He's a little confused.
You can say that again.
Now, what can I do for you?
You can start by explaining what the hearse is doing here.
Hearse?
Yes, there's a hearse parked in the alley.
Oh, yes. So there is.
Frank.
It's his hearse.
It is?
Bubbleau nudges him.
Oh, yes. It is.
He's the Undertaker.
Undertaker?
Aha! So there is a body here after all.
Oh, mamma mia.
What was that?
I just said mamma mia.
Yes. That's it. Mamma mia.
Huh?
Mr. Pagliacci's here for my mama. Mia Bubbleau.
What?
Off Bubbleau's glare, kind of accent.
Oh, see, it's true. Mama Bubbleau has passed on.
Bubbleau bursts into tears, pulling out his hanky and blowing his nose noisily. Effing taking off his hat.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. What happened?
It was quite unexpected. One minute she was peeling the potatoes, and the next... face first into a salmon mousse.
How tragic.
Honey enters from the kitchen, carrying the salmon on a large dish.
Oh, Monsieur LaPouf, I was wondering if you might...
LaPouf?
Frank looks to Bubbleau.
No, Monsieur LaPouf stepped out for a moment. This is Signor Pagliacci.
Pagliacci?
Si, Frank Pagliacci, Pagliacci Puccini and Papa Dottos, Undertakers at large. My card.
He holds it out to Honey, who reaches for it. Frank immediately puts it in his pocket. Honey looks completely flummoxed.
This is my daughter, Honey, Constable.
Effing offering his hand.
How do you do, Miss Bubbleau? Hamilton Xavier Effing. I'm sorry to meet you under these sad circumstances. This must have come to quite a shock to you.
A shock?
Behind Effing's back, Frank is madly signaling for Honey to play along. She looks confused. Effing turns to see Frank waving his hands about. Frank kills an imaginary fly with his hands and wipes them with his hands. Effing, turning to Honey.
Yes, your grandmother?
Grandmother?
Yes, her passing away so unexpectedly.
But grandmother's been dead for like 15 Frank.
Minutes! Sorry.
Yes, it was very sudden.
Effing to Frank.
15 minutes? You didn't waste any time getting here, did you, Mr. Pagliacci?
Well, business has been a little slow.
Sniffing to Frank.
What's that smell?
Frank checks under his arms.
Oh, I'm sorry. That must be the salmon.
Salmon?
Yes. Needless to say, after my mother's demise, we had to replace the moose.
All right, I've heard enough. What's going on here?
Going on? Nothing.
What kind of idiot do you take me for? It's obvious you're covering up something.
What do you mean, Constable?
Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, Miss Bubblo, but I have a reason to believe your father's been involved in a murder.
Murder?
An employee at the Dominion Warehouse, Mickey McCall.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? Then perhaps you can explain why you called to report that Noodle Spaghetti had murdered somebody here. And why Dominion Warehouse, an operation with direct connections to Noodle Spaghetti, has just been burned to the ground. On top of which, Mickey McCall, the manager of the warehouse, and known associate of Spaghetti's, has mysteriously disappeared after making a delivery here. A delivery which I have on very good authority consists of 500 cases of Noodle Spaghetti's liquor.
What?
That's right, miss. And now, I find a hearse parked out in the alley surrounded by a bunch of shady-looking characters, striped suits and fedoras. It's obvious what's happened here.
It is?
Of course, you and Mickey had some kind of deal going with Spaghetti. The deal went sour, Mickey was killed, and now you're covering up, right?
Wrong! Listen, Constable Effing, you have to believe me. I had nothing to do with any of this. I mean, what would a guy like me be doing mixed up with someone like Noodle Spaghetti?
Bootlegging.
Bootlegging? I've told you before I'd never get involved with something like that.
Oh, really? Then what about those 500 cases of liquor that were delivered here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, if it's true, you won't mind me taking a look around, will you?
Yes, the basement.
Constable Effing, look, there's no reason for any of this. We're just trying to open a restaurant here, that's all. Believe me, my father, he would never be mixed up with gangsters. He's the most honest person I know.
There's something very fishy going on here, and I'm not talking about the salmon.
Salmon? Oh my gosh, the moose!
Checking his watch.
We'll never be ready at this rate. Honey, you'd better get back into the kitchen and take Signor Pagliacci with you.
Come on, Signor. We have work to do.
See, I have to start gutting the goose.
Captain horrified, thinking he means grandmother.
I beg your pardon.
Frank realized what he's just said.
So to speak.
Wait a minute, Mr. Pagliacci. Why are you going into the kitchen?
Freezing his tracks.
Turning to Effing. That's where Mama Bubblo is.
You've got a body in the kitchen.
Hey, don't worry. We put her in the ice box.
Honey reacts. Frank grabs her by the hand and holds her in the kitchen.
Page 64.
Sounds like it's coming from the alley.
Those are Tommy guns!
Alan and Shirley look at one another. Frank enters from the kitchen.
It's a shootout!
Seeing Alan Shirley switching to French accent.
I mean, it is a shootout.
Seeing Effing switching to Italian.
I mean, it's a shootout.
That must be Spaghetti and his men. Everyone, take cover.
He rushes through the kitchen. Everyone ducks down. Honey grabbing Frank's hand, whispering,
quick, in here.
Honey and Frank run into the dining room.